When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and we're about to have a conversation with Dr. Lamar Darnell Shields, Executive Director, Change Agent at the Cambio Group, who is creating this project called Engaging Males in Learning and Life. It's at the Fenway League of Baltimore. And Darnell, good to have you with us, man. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Join us here at 410-319-8888. Right, so it's here at talkatsteinershow.org. So tell me what you're doing now. What is this?
Well, man, what I'm doing right now is I'm at Brock Ridge Elementary School in Anne Arundel County. I'm with three amazing young men who are part of what I call the Genius Club. I'm working across the country to inspire and motivate young men, but also to motivate those individuals, those teachers, those social workers to better engage boys. Not just boys of color. We're going to talk about boys of color, but we're going to talk about some of the things that are taking place with boys in general. And so I'm here right now in a session, wrapping up a session with our group of young men who are part of a Genius Club, and they're standing right here, and they can also hear you too, Mark.
That's good. Well, to tell me about what this, I mean, so what's the, give me the essence of what this work is that you're doing. Into the substance.
Well, so tomorrow, and I wish it wasn't at the end of the school year, because that's some of the complaints I'm getting. Tomorrow at the Family League of Baltimore, I'm bringing educators, social workers, teachers, and parents who want to participate. I'm having them come out to the Family League of Baltimore tomorrow. We're doing the training called Engage Me or Enrage Me. And basically, boys say, if you don't engage me, then I'm going to be enraged and I'm going to be upset. And so tomorrow from 8 to 11:30, we're going to be doing a training. Social workers get three CEUs for participating. There is a cost, and I know we can't say the cost, but if they want a discounted cost because they're WEAA listeners, I'm going to give them a number. They need to say that they heard WEAA. They need to, because, again, we have to talk about strategies to engage our boys. We saw what happened with the protests across the country.
Yes.
And so tomorrow I'm going to give some very hands-on strategies that we can use to engage young boys from K all the way to 12th grade of what we can do to engage them in the classroom. And they're going to get a lot of free stuff on tomorrow. But I'm happy the Family League is allowing us to be in this space. So we have a couple of seats just left, Mark.
So, but tell me about when you say, can you give us some of the ideas that you just alluded to? About what you're talking about and how you begin to train people in this whole issue of engaging young men?
All right, so I'm at Brock Ridge Elementary School right now, and I was brought on here. The 12 schools I'm working with in Anne Arundel County, and they're doing a phenomenal job. So we created the Genius Club, and the Genius Club is for elementary school boys because I believe that they're geniuses, but they just don't know that they are. And so what I do, I come in like twice a week. I work with the young men here, and I'm just using this school as an example. I provide them with some strategies on how to listen in classroom, how to be attentive, how to be respectful. And then I also work with the teachers and talk about how do we engage boys. Like one teacher said, well, Dr. Shields, after the kid comes back from your group, when he comes back in class, he's all excited, he's all over the place. And I said, well, I'm teaching them about transitions. You got to understand when you can't take a boy from outside PE class, running around outside, then say, okay, let's sit down and take a math. You take a math test, we give them brain breaks, and we teach them about transition. And then I work with the parents and say, hey, these are some things that are working at home. Boys like to be engaged. They like people to move around. They like people to call on them. They like to be rewarded immediately because, you know, boys are very, very impulsive, and that's why they get in trouble. And so those are some of the things that we're doing here, hands-on. And not some things that we're making up, the things that we're seeing that are actually working, Mark, here at this school and all the other schools.
But I guess what you're also saying is, what you're also doing, seems to me, is kind of building – trying to build a model.
Building a model that can be used across the country, because when you look at most schools, I mean, even at the Lily White School where they're boys of color, they're being suspended at a greater rate. Even at the private schools, young boys of color, when I walk into the principal's office, they're being suspended. And it's not because of academics, it's because of behavior. And what they're saying to me, Dr. Shields, you know, the teacher doesn't engage me, they're bored, they're sitting at the desk. And so we're creating a model building off of people like Pedro Manguero's work, who's out of NYU, who's going to UCLA, to Dr. Ivory Tolson, who was hired by the Congressional Black Caucus in 2008 under the leadership of my mentor and your friend, Congressman Elijah Cummings, who said, hell, hey, let's help the congressional districts on some of the best strategies working for boys. And so I'm just sort of building off on this awesome work that these individuals have actually done when it comes to working with boys across the country. And so tomorrow is going to be a really, really great day of doing that. But, Mark, if I can pause, I have one of the kids here. I want him to recite our pledge that we say every morning. His name is Malil. Go ahead, Malil.
Say that's fine. Hi, Malil. Hi, Malil. How are you?
I'm cool. I am smart. I am cool. I do my best and follow the rules. I am smart. I am cool. I be respectful and follow the rules. I am smart. I am cool. I get my work done and follow the rules.
Thank you, Malil. How old is Malil?
Malil, what grade are you in? Third grade? Malil's in third grade.
All right.
Two other boys who are here. And so in the morning, we start off with that. Mark, what's cool with them is the principal, who's doing an awesome job here, Stacy Gray, what she was blown away was that I'm teaching the boys mindfulness, how to meditate and deal with their breathing. Because when they get mad, the shoulders go up, they breathe really, really fast. And I'm saying, no, let's teach you another technique, because a kid like Malil, what mom says gets a lot, gets angry a lot. She has him in martial arts to teach him how to calm down. He's really, really smart, but he's sometimes all over the place. And so I'm teaching them these basic techniques. So when the principal comes in and she sees 20 boys in a circle for 5 minutes with their eyes closed, they're blown away. But I'm not doing anything magical. I'm just doing what I think that I needed when I was a young man in school.
So this is not so much to transform the teacher, but to transform the student?
It's transforming both. It's transforming the teachers and it's transforming the students, because what we're going to do is we're going to give them some of the stress. We're going to share some research, because you know I'm a researcher as well. We're going to share the research. We're going to share them some practical things that are taking place, some great things that are happening in Baltimore City. But then we also want to change the way that they teach. A lot of times, teachers won't ask their customers what they need. When I check out of a hotel, they always send me a survey, Mark. They want to know, how was my stay and those type of things.
Right.
I want to teach educators to do the same thing, because if something is not working, we need to ask them, well, Malil, well, Jason, well, Miguel, what does it take to engage you? But a lot of teachers won't ask that question, because what it's going to do is going to cause them to change the way that they're thinking. And not just teachers, but after school providers, people who are running programs at mosques, at synagogues, for young people. This is a great way just to come up, you know, to share with some strategies that I think is working. And I always tell people, I'm not an expert. I just ask good questions. So I'm going to ask some questions tomorrow and say, these are some things that I'm seeing that are working. So we have some spaces.
And
we want to be very intimate. We're only allowing about 30 people to come in. And so, again, your WEA friends and listeners, if they go to the website or if they call our number and say, hey.
What is the number?
So the number is 855-226-2464. 855-226-2464 or 855-COMBIO4, CAMBIO4, extension 1. They need to ask for Betty Blaze. Just say, hey, I heard Lamar on WEAA, and he said he would give us a WEAA discount, because we got to do something different. It's about to be summer. It's going to be hot. And our boys are just constantly moving and moving and moving, and we want to keep them moving. We want to give them some strategies. We also want to give the teachers and social workers and parents some strategies on what they can do to engage young people, man. I'm seeing this all over the country, the calls that I get. And I think some of the things that I'm doing, and, you know, David Miller, who worked with ULI with me,
yes,
he has some things that are really, really working. And so I'm in Baltimore. We did it in Denver, Mark, sold out, 500 people. They had to stop registering people, but they did it in the evening. And I think maybe next time I'll do it in the evening. But, again, Teach for America, Baltimore City Public Schools, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we're talking about mentoring. We want people to mentor, but how do you engage young people if you've never worked with them before? And so this is an opportunity tomorrow. Don't miss out on this, because we're going to be hitting the road going to Texas in 2 weeks doing the same thing. But I'm home in Baltimore. You know, Chicago is my first home. This is my second home. So I'm here to provide you guys with some strategies. So they can go to, you know, my website, DrLamarDarnellShields.com. Call Betty Blaze today, 855-226-2464 and extension 1, and ask for Betty Blaze and say, I heard Dr. Shields on WEAA, and he said he would give Mark Steiner's friends a discount, an EAA a discount for doing that.
Well, Dr. Lamar Darnell Shields, Darnell, I thank you and people like you and David Miller for the work you're doing to engage young men in the work, and you're doing very critical work, and I'm glad Baltimore is finally recognizing here in our hometown who we have in our own backyard. You don't have to just do it in Texas and Chicago. Lamar, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Take care, brother. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care. Ciao.
On a way to break here, I'm going to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. Belongs to you and money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com or at steinershow.org. is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. We'll take a brief break and come right back to talk about the closing of the potential closing of Langston Hughes Elementary School and those who are opposing it in their communities. On a way to break, it's Miss Jackson by Outkast, Andre 3000. Oh, no, Summer Breeze by Ramsey Lewis. Excuse me. Born on this day in 1935. We'll be right back.